Hi there, my name is Mary Ryan. I work in the emergency department at Alderhay, and I'm also the clinical director for some of our other services, including general paediatrics and mental health. I guess the main reason that I enjoy it and the thing that keeps us coming back day after day really is the patients. It's certainly not the environment, which is pretty difficult to work in, but the patients seem to cope with everything incredibly well. And since I moved to Liverpool, I've really never laughed so hard at some of the stories that we get told on a daily basis. I find the people here are just fantastic and really, really, love the hospital and love being part of it.
Working in A&E, I imagine that you get all sorts of children coming in for very different reasons. What are the variety of cases that you've seen?
Oh, literally everything from toy airplanes stuck in somebody's hair. We get a lot of beads and frozen peas up nostrils. I think my record is 6 peas in one nostril. And that was quite good fun getting them out. And obviously, that then ranges through to the more seriously ill children, particularly small babies who might have jaundice or perhaps have an infection, and right up to very severely injured children with, fractures, breaks, skull fractures, bad head injuries.
You said before that one of the best things about the job is the patients. And, I've met several of them here on the wards and they just seem amazing. They seem so resilient, so strong, and they just get on with things.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the great thing about working with children. When they're sick, they lie down, and when they're not, they just get up and start playing for the most part. So I really love working with them from that point of view. But I actually really love the teenagers as well. And, the interactions with some difficult teenagers, although they are hard sometimes, can really, really be worth it. It may be because I was a slightly difficult teenager myself that I feel I've got something to exchange with them.
Do the children inspire you on a daily basis?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, inspire is a big word, isn't it? But I think that's a really useful word for what goes on here. And I wouldn't have kept coming back day after day for 11 years if I wasn't absolutely inspired by the patients and the people we look after.
So what's your philosophy at Alderhay then? Because children might not always understand what's happening to them.
Our philosophy is absolutely to put the patient first, always. You have to remember that very, very quickly their family become very important to the whole interaction. So, many of our small patients and patients who are very young are speaking through their parents who are trying to do the best they can for them. So really it's regarding the child as part of the family, part of the wider family, and then part of the community as well.
Are there any cases that stick in your mind from over the years, children being particularly brave?
Yeah, I mean, I think, there's always cases that stick in your mind. I think, as I said, I quite enjoy working with teenagers, and we see a lot of teenagers who are suffering from, significant mental health problems and really quite distressed. I suppose one that sticks in my mind is a patient that I saw when he was feeling really unwell and really wanted to end things, and managed to persuade him that that wasn't the way to go that night. And the next day, our mental health services were able to start looking after him. And within a year, he was much, much better. And in fact has become one of our real patient advocates and someone who works really well with the hospital now to promote mental health in young people.
So let's talk now about the new Alderhay building, because you yourself have been in the old building working there for 11 years. Are you excited by the move?
Yeah, can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. I think the staff and the patients have done really well in the old building. But, it is a quarter of a mile up an uphill corridor from the emergency department to the intensive care unit. And we're getting better at everything we do. Every year we get better. We save more kids. And especially in the last couple of years, having become a major trauma centre for children across the Northwest, access to intensive care and to theatre really quickly for those children is so important. So in the new building, we will have a dedicated lift to go to intensive care and another one to go to theatre from the ED. And that's just going to make life so much easier.